Okay, so let's talk a little bit about kindness. Okay, we are not talking about love and compassion kind of kindness right now. We are talking about kindness of a guru. I will quote my father. He's very right. He's very, very right. He said, what makes generally a practitioner kind, and especially a master kind, is how much he trusts Triple Gem. Amazing. Really, really amazing, I think. Very amazing remark. How much he trusts Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. That will determine how whether that Lama is kind or not. That's a key factor. And then, how much he trusts the law of cause and effect. Very frightening, isn't it? And then, compassion, the kindness, smiling and not smiling, all of that comes later, okay? But main thing is how much he trusts the Triple Gem. Well, of course, he can be a born Buddhist, so he has no choice but to trust sort of the three Triple Gem, but that's not enough. We are talking about really, really trusting Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. When the condition arises, if you look for another solution, that shows the Lama is not trusting the Triple Gems. That kind of kindness. We will talk about this a little more. This kind of kindness is really important because in this day and age, marketing is so important, isn't it? Population, revenue, because we have to pay the bills, this bill. So bad, this bill. Yeah, well, one thing I forgot. One last thing. What makes him kind? He or she, your master, should be interested. His main interest, his main agenda with you should be enlightenment. He should be interested in your yes. Enlightenment. Not, he should not be interested in your size of balls or boobs or anything like that. Or, I don't know, wealth, look. Really interested in your enlightenment. That's so important. Okay? Yeah, I was talking about the materialism. It's amazing to see what lamas can do nowadays. Some of the staunch sectarian used to be sectarian, really, really sectarian. Those who has that tradition and the history of, you know, condemning, let's say, such as Guru Rinpoche practice, yeah, Guru Rinpoche, Now we hear their, you know, lineage holders giving Vajraguru mantra looms to the, you know, Western audience, you know. Everybody is becoming non-sectarian. But this non-sectarian, where is it coming from? Is it really coming from a deep devotion towards the all lineage, you know, the pure vision towards the all lineage, or is it coming from wanting to have a bigger market? Very dangerous. This is happening within the Tibetan society a lot. In their history, we have heard they condemned Guru Rinpoche's, destroyed Guru Rinpoche's statues, banned Guru chanting the mantras of Guru Rinpoche. But now we hear, oh, Guru Rinpoche's mantras, chants, like that. I hope it comes from a good motivation. But I'm just giving you example. That's on the more subtle level, okay? You know, earlier we were talking about, you know, lesbian gurus, female gurus, gay gurus. That's kind of nice. I almost like it. You know, they may be not really lesbian, but they can pretend they're lesbian. Cheating, of course, for the market, right? But they may be real lesbian too. So that would make it easier for them to mix their mind and their guru's mind, isn't it? This lesbian guru, gay guru, is much less threat to me. But this sort of used to be very sectarian, but suddenly, for the sake of the market, non-sectarian. Used to be anti, you know, this and that deity, but now suddenly, you know, non-sectarian. That's very dodgy. Something to be really careful of. I'm talking about kindness, by the way. Talking about kindness. Because when you do, when you have marketing in your head, there is no kindness. Kindness and marketing doesn't seem to really work these days, isn't it? Maybe a little bit if you sort of try to put it in. Where, you see, when the profit is something other than the enlightenment, the genuine kindness cannot happen. I give you this much, you give me that much. That's not really a kindness, it's a, what do you call it, mutual agreement. So there's not so much devotion, there's actually so-called these days guru devotion and guru blessing. It's not really guru devotion and guru blessing. It's guru and student mutual agreement. And stuff like that.